I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. NATO is causing quite a stir this week. They say they won't intervene in Syria. Many have accused the alliance of ignoring the thousands of lives lost in the last 15 months, but E3 Partners Tom Doyle says it's more complicated than that.
I don't see an international team coming in because basically Syria is being propped up by Iran. They're behind the scenes, and if America went in or a coalition, they're basically inviting a war with Iran.
Some Christians are still out sharing the love of Christ in the midst of the crisis. Pray for them. Next, 70% of the languages without scripture are classified by the Seed Company as the least of these languages. That means they have about 10,000 speakers or less. Now, that might not seem very significant, but Michael Currier points out that if a church had 10,000 people, we'd think it vital for them to have resources. So, a group that believes God is concerned with providing His Word to all languages is challenging you to help.
The Bolthouse Foundation has offered a matching grant, so any church or church-related group can invest in one of these translation projects and see their investment actually double.
Our website has all the information and a link. And the unique concept behind Tom's shoes is stuck with humanitarians worldwide. The idea of the iconic canvas shoes is that with each pair purchased, another pair is donated to a child who doesn't have any. But who exactly is distributing all these free shoes? Now, Buckner International is. The first shipment of Tom's through Buckner went to Guatemala. More are coming. The shoes keep kids healthy physically, but as Buckner shares Christ, there's spiritual change too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to those who need them. Activate your name now. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.